上帝的形象.
The first night we considered that man has the image of God.
所以神造人要人活出像神一样的生活.
So when God created man, he wanted man to live according to image of God.
神是灵，所以我们也是有灵.
God is a spirit, therefore we have a spirit.
神是永恒的，所以我们有永远的性质.
God is eternal, therefore we have this eternal nature.
神是生命，所以他要把永生在耶稣基督里面赐给我们.
God is life, therefore he gives us this eternal life through Jesus Christ.
神是爱，所以要我们在圣灵里面与他有生命的交通.
God is love, and through the Holy Spirit he wants to have fellowship with us.
我们昨天在这里思想到人的地位.
Yesterday we considered the position of man.
这是一个很大的问题.
This is a very important question.
这是许许多多不能解决的问题, 最基本的问题.
This is the most basic problems in among all the problems that we have.
人永远透不过自己的主观对自己有正确的认识.
Man cannot go through his own subjectivity to understand himself.
除非他来到创造人的面前, 上帝面前.
Unless he come to his creator, his God.
因为上帝把人安置在人的地位上.
Because God put us in the right perspective of a man.
当我们想离开人的地位, 不能接受上帝为我们安排的这个存在的时候,
so that when we leave this position that God has given us,
我们就一定失败了.
Then we fail.
所以上帝描写失败的天使用四个字, 就是失去本位的天使.
So that when God described the angels who have fallen, he just used four Chinese words. That means he has left his original place.
照样，人离开他的地位，人也就失败了.
In the same way, when man has left his original place, he will fail.
当一个人站在上帝为他的地位里面的时候,
when a person stands in the place where God wants him to stand,
他才能荣耀上帝.
It is only then that he can glorify God.
他才能造就别人.
He can only, it is then that he can edify others.
他才能抵挡魔鬼.
It is then that he can fight the Satan.
我们的主耶稣道成肉身来世界做人的时候,
our Jesus Christ, who is the Word that became flesh,
他也曾经受过人所受的一切的试探.
He also experienced all the suffering that man and all the temptation that man encountered.
无论是眼目的试探,
whether it's the lust of the eye,
无论是这个肉体的试探,
whether it's the lust of the flesh,
无论是今生的骄傲的试探,
whether it's the pride that is in question now.
但是主耶稣得胜了.
But Jesus Christ has conquered all this.
主耶稣得胜魔鬼, 因为他没有脱离人的地位.
Jesus Christ can fight the Satan because he has never left the original place of the Satan.
请你注意, 耶稣受试探的时候, 不是站在神的儿子的地位上受试探.
When Jesus Christ suffered and was tempted, he was not standing in the position
of the Son of God.
Of the Son of God.
因为上帝不试探人也不受试探.
Because God does not tempt man and is not tempted of man.
耶稣基督受试探, 乃是站在人的地位上, 代替你我受试探.
Jesus Christ was tempted because he stood in man's place and he was tempted for you and me.
所以当魔鬼对他说, 你若是上帝的儿子, 这句话的时候,
so that when Satan says, if you are the Son of God,
耶稣基督完全不受这一个问话所摇动.
Jesus Christ was not deterred by this.
我是上帝儿子, 不需要加上若是上帝的儿子.
I am the Son of God. I don't have to say if I am the Son of God.
If remain an if. 若不过是一个若. 你若是上帝的儿子, 耶稣基督不理睬这个字.
If is only a conditional sense, and God does not care about this.
我如果是上帝的儿子, 你就没有资格试探我.
If I am the Son of God, then you do not have the authority and power to tempt me.
不需要回答你这一句话.
I do not have to reply to this question.
耶稣基督从来不站在神的儿子的地位上受试探.
Jesus Christ never stood in the place of the Son of God to be tempted.
他乃是站在人的地位上受试探.
But he stood in the place of man to be tempted.
魔鬼试探耶稣整个目的就是要他从人的地位上掉下来.
When Satan tempted the Son of Man, his purpose was that he should leave this position.
第一个亚当失败了.
The first Adam fell.
第一个亚当就在人的地位上掉下来了.
The first Adam fell from the position of a man.
耶稣基督成为幕后的亚当.
Jesus Christ became the second Adam.
这个幕后的亚当受的试探, 同样的性质.
The temptation that Jesus Christ encountered was the same.
撒旦要他离开人的地位.
Satan wanted him to leave the position of a man.
撒旦要人离开人的地位所用的办法, 不是这接下来, 乃是先上后下来。
The way that he used to tempt Jesus was not to go directly down, but to first of all go up and then go down.
这是魔鬼的办法。
This is his tactic.
那主耶稣回答说，人活着不是单靠食物。
But Jesus Christ replying saying, man does not live by bread alone.
你若是上帝的儿子
，If you are the son of God，
耶稣基督说人活着，他不是说上帝的儿子可以把石头变成饼，不相信你看，就变了。
He said, man shall not live. He does not say if man, but if he is son of God, he can do it automatically right away.
主耶稣完全不受魔鬼的问题有任何的影响。
Jesus Christ was not tempted by the questions of Satan.
也人堕落了。
When man failed,
就是离开了他的地位。
He left his original place.
为了这个堕落，所以我们需要救恩。
Because of this fallen state, man needs salvation.
你需要救恩。
You need salvation.
我需要救恩。
I need salvation.
上帝的救恩在人犯罪以前已经预备好了。
For the salvation of God and the redemption of God was prepared even before man sinned.
世界没有创造以前，神的预定和他的美意已经成就了。
Even before the foundation of the earth, his foreknowledge, his purpose was set.
所以保罗说，我们是在创世以前被上帝拣选的人。
Therefore, Paul says we have been chosen even before the foundation of the earth.
圣父、圣子、圣灵在救赎的工作上，他们一样有份。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have the same work and same part in this work of salvation.
上帝不但是创造的主
，God is not only the Creator.
他也是救赎的主
，He is also the Redeemer.
除了主以外，没有救赎，就是主。
Beside God, there is no other redeemer.
圣父做了什么工作呢
？What is the work of God the Father?
圣父做了这个预备救恩的工作。
God the Father did the work of preparation of salvation.
圣子做了完成救恩的工作。
Jesus Christ was the finisher of this redemption.
圣灵做了施行救恩的工作。
The Holy Spirit was the one who bring about this salvation.
所以呢，圣父这个预备救恩，圣子完成救恩，圣灵施行救恩。
God the Father prepared this salvation. God the Son finished this salvation, and God the Holy Spirit bring about this salvation.
这个或者这个施行，这个、用别的字可能 execute.
Execute this salvation.
我们大家来说 ，Father prepare the salvation. Son finished the salvation, complete the salvation. The Holy Spirit execute the salvation. 一二三。Father, prepare the salvation. Son, Holy Spirit, execute the salvation. 所以圣灵把救恩施行出来。
So the Holy Spirit, execute the salvation.
如果上帝没有赐下圣灵
，If God the Father has not given this Holy Spirit,
圣灵没有做工的话
，If the Holy Spirit does not work,
没有一个人认识上帝
，Then no one can recognize God the Father.
我们在这里看到了一个很简单的表
，Here we see a very simple chart.
父、子、圣灵
，And that's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
圣父差遣圣子。
The Father sends the Son.
圣子差遣圣灵。
The Son sends the Holy Spirit.
圣灵启示圣经。
The Holy Spirit reveals the Word of God.
圣经教导圣徒。
The Word of God teaches the Christians.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵、圣经、圣徒。
Therefore, the Holy Father, the Holy Son, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Bible, and the Holy Christians.
圣灵启示圣经。
The Holy Spirit reveals or illuminate the Bible.
圣灵光照圣徒。
The Holy Spirit illuminate the Christians.
圣灵见证圣子。
The Holy Spirit give witness to the Son.
圣灵使人认识圣父。
The Holy Spirit causes us to know God the Father.
圣父、圣子、圣灵、圣经、圣徒。
So Holy Father, Holy Son,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Bible,
and Holy Saints. 那么现在许多的教会是圣父、圣子、圣灵、圣经、糊涂。这许多的教会是这样。
A lot of people have the Holy Father, the Holy Son, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Bible, but they have very muddled Christians.
这你看到的情形没有呢？我们今天问题就发生在这个地方。
The error is in the last stage.
我们是人
，We are men，
照着上帝的形象所造的人。
We are man made in the image of God.
特殊地位的人
，unique position.
当一个人借助基督的救恩，真正回到人的地位里面的时候
，But when a man go through the salvation of Jesus Christ, enter into the proper place and position of a man,
他应当是一个圣徒。
Then he should be a holy saint.
但是今天的许多的人并没有达到圣徒的生活。
But a lot of Christians have not reached this holy living.
我们有圣徒的地位。
We have the position of a Christian.
我们没有圣徒的生活。
But we have, do not have the life of a Christian.
我们的圣徒的名分。
We have the name of a, of, of a saint.
我们没有圣徒的行为。
But we do not have the doings and the lives of a saint.
我们有圣徒的信仰。
We have the faith of a saint.
我们没有圣徒的工作。
But we do not have the work of a saint.
所以我们今天问题发生在这个地方。
So this is where the problem is.
那么圣灵是一把钥匙。
The Holy Spirit is like a key.
我们借助这把钥匙。
Through this key.
若是没有圣灵，没有人认识耶稣基督。
If there is not the Holy Spirit, then no one can know Jesus Christ.
耶稣说，圣灵来了，他要为我做见证。
Said the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, they will bear witness to me.
没有透过圣子，没有人认识圣父。
No one can know the Father except through the Son.
主耶稣说，凡看见我的人，就是看见差我来的父。
Jesus Christ said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
没有圣灵，没有人认识圣经。
If there is no Holy Spirit, then no one can understand the Bible.
因为上帝的话不是出于人意，乃是受圣灵感动才写下来。
Because the word of God is not out of the inspiration of man, but out of the inspiration of God.
如果没有借助圣灵，没有一个人成为基督徒。
If it's not through the Holy Spirit, no one can become a saint.
因为人若不是从圣灵生的，就不能进上帝的国。
Because if a man is not born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以你在这里看见许多的关系，最重要的就是圣灵的工作。
Therefore, we can see a lot of interrelationship here, and the most important is the work of the Holy Spirit.
为什么上帝把圣灵赐下来？
Why is that God give us the Holy Spirit?
上帝赐下圣灵。
When God give us the Holy Spirit.
因为上帝知道人凭着自己没有办法。
Because God knows that if man go by his own effort, he has no way.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
若不是圣灵感动。
If it's not the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
没有人认识上帝。
No one can know God.
若不是圣灵感动。
If it's not the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
没有人接受耶稣基督。
No one can accept Jesus Christ.
若不是圣灵感动。
If it's not the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
没有个人成为圣洁。
No one can be holy.
若不是圣灵感动。
If it's not the work of the Holy Spirit.
没有一个人能从罪中间释放出来。
No one can be liberated from sin.
若不是圣灵的工作。
If it's not the work of the Holy Spirit.
没有一个人有上帝的生命。
No one has the life of God.
那么关于圣灵的工作，你们在查经班里面可以用这个题目再去好好研究。
About the work of the Holy Spirit, you can use this theme to really study it.
今天我们也特别思想圣灵与人的理性有什么关系。
Tonight we'd like to consider what is the relationship between the Holy Spirit and man'sreasoning.
你们都是 大学生，都是知识分子。
You're all university students and you are intellectuals.
因为你们是知识分子。
Because you're intellectuals.
所以上帝要用你的知识成为圣灵所管制所使用的一个工具。
God wants you to use the intellect so that the Holy Spirit can work through you.
现在我要思想到三样的问题。
Today we'd like to consider three questions.
灵、
位格
以及知识。
The Holy Spirit, the position and knowledge.
不是 Holy Spirit, 灵 Spirit, person and knowledge. 灵 Spirit, life and knowledge. 灵与生命与知识的关系。
And that's the relationship between the Holy Spirit and knowledge.
阿里斯多德说，人之所以与万物不同，因为人是有理性的。
Aristotle said that man is different from all things because man has intellect.
We are rational being.
We are rational being.
我们有理性。
We have intellect, reasoning.
因为这个 reason 在我们里面。
Because this reason is within us.
是人与万物不一样的。
Man is different from all things.
其实不但是理性。
It is not only intellect and reasoning.
还有德性 moral.
And also moral.
人还有永恒性。
And this eternal concept,
还有灵性，
and also his spirituality.
这些是比理性还更深奥的东西。
And this is more, even more complex than spirituality.
当然，理性是很重要的一件事情。
But intellect is something that is very important.
那我们现在的思想，这个哪一种生命与哪一种知识有程度上的分别？
But today we'd like to consider what type of knowledge and what type of life has different levels.
Different levels of the knowledge, 这个 connecting with the different levels of life.那么不同的生命有不同的知识。
Different types of life have different type of knowledge.
有的生命是高的。
Some life is on a higher plane.
有的生命是低的。
Some life is a less lower plane.
有的生命是更高的。
Some life is higher.
那我们都知道人是很高的，因为我们是人，哪里好意思说自己是很低的？
We all know that man is real, way up high because we are men, and it's very embarrassing to say we are low.
哦，我们是人，所以我们当然说人是高的。
We are men, therefore we say man is high.
但有的人一面说高高，其实是很糟糕。
When someone says it is high high, it's really not very high.
There's no interpretation in English. 这是很糟糕的事情。那我们说人是比别的物更高的。
So man is higher than all things.
人比万物更高。
Man is higher than all things.
我们昨天已经看见了。
We have seen that yesterday.
神比人更高。
But God is higher than man.
人比物更高。
Man is higher than matter.
那么物里面还有这个动物。
Man, matter has animals.
还有植物。
Has plant life.
这是有生命的。
They have all have life.
有生命的。
All have life.
矿物。矿物。
Minerals.
这是没有生命的。
This does not have life.
那人也是有生命的。
But man has life.
但是人的生命是有灵的生命。
But the life that man has a spirit.
动物的生命是没有灵的生命。
Animal spirit does not have a spirit.
植物的生命是没有灵的生命。
The plant does not have a spirit.
这个生出的生命，这个是没有灵的生命。
The matter does not have spirit.
这个矿物是没有灵也没有生命。
Mineral does not have spirit.
那么你看这个有等级在这里。
Therefore we can see a degradation of levels.
那么还有天使的生命。
Then we have the life of angels.
还有呢，败坏的天使就是鬼的生命。
Then there are the fallen angels. Those are the Satan.
还有上帝的生命。
Then there is the life of God.
上帝是永恒、创造、无始无终的生命。
God is the eternal, creating.
无始。
A timeless,
no ending life. The creator, pure spirit, no ending, no beginning life, eternity. 那么天使呢，是纯灵、被造、有始无终的生命。
The angels are the
pure spirit
that are created that have
with beginning
without ending.
魔鬼也是，也纯灵、被造。有始无终犯罪的生命。
The Satan is also the same. He is pure spirit. He is created. He has beginning. He has without ending. But has also sinned.
那么人呢是有灵有肉被造有始无终受魔鬼试探的生命。
Man has spirit. Is created.
Yes.Spirit and
a body.
还有被造。
He's created. He has a beginning.
No ending.
He has no ending, and he is tempted by the Satan.
Limitation and paradoxical life is human life. 我们在 limitation 在 paradox 里面，这个是最奇妙的，就是人的生命。那有动物之后，我不必讲了，越来越低了。
We don't have to go into details of the other type of life.
现在每一个 level 都有每一个不同的姿色。
Every type of level have different type of knowledge.
现在我问你一个问题。
And ask you a question.
高的生命知道低的生命更容易呢？
Is it easier for a higher life to understand the knowledge of a lower life?
或者是低的明白高的更容易呢？
Or is it easier for a lower life to understand the knowledge and the wisdom of a higher life?
Which one is easier?
比我还容易一点。
Huh? Huh? Oh, you're so humble. 哪一个更容易？高的明白，低的很容易，对不对？啊，高的明白，低的很容易。
It's easier for the high level to understand the lower level.
All of you agree that? Huh? Higher is easier to understand the lower, but lower is very difficult to understand the higher. You agree with that? 你们都承认这个事情。好，我们容易明白低的。现在，神比人更高。
But God is higher than man.
人容易不明白，容易不容易明白上帝的事情。
Is it easy for man to understand the things of God?
现在我们进到一个很大的问题里面。
Then we come into a very great question today.
现在 very great problem.
Very great problem.
All problem. 现在我们进到很大的问题了。
It is a problem of all problem and it's a very great one.
请你注意听这些话。
Listen.
人要明白上帝的事情。
If man want to understand the things of God.
现在 what kind of level, what kind of ability we have to understand God?
We must understand what type of ability we have to understand God.
For understanding God, we have to stand under God.
Understand,
stand under. For understanding God, we have to stand under God. 大家说一二三。For understanding God, we have to stand under God. 这个是唐崇荣的方程式。
This is the formula of Stephen Tong.
Stephen Tong formula. 你现在要照着这个方程式去了解，神比人更高。
God is higher than man.
人虽不了解上帝。
Man
cannot
understand God.
人要跳到比神更高的地位去。
Because man has to jump above God to understand God.
他说 God, please stand under me.
He said, God, 神，你站在我下面。
You stand under me, I want to understand you.
你站在我下面，我才能够明白你。
这是绝对不可能的事情。
This is something that's absolutely impossible.
To understand God without understand under God, it means misunderstanding. 他又不能翻译了。这是整个 epistemology 中 philosophy 的困难。
This is the whole problem of epistemology
in philosophy.
And philosophy.
为这个缘故呢，许多的哲学家想出来的上帝，不过是他们理性中间的上帝。
A lot of philosophers, because of this problem, created God that is only the result of their intellect.
我有一个很小的一点经历。
I have a very small experience.
就是我的姐姐离开世界以后。
And that's when my sister left this world.
我有两个姐姐。
I have two elder sisters.
一个送给人家以后呢，就没有消息。
One was given to other and we did not hear about her anymore.
Maybe she is among you now. 我不知道。另外一个呢，她结婚当年就离开世界了。
The other one was married for half a year and she left the world.
当她离开世界以后呢。
But when she left this world.
我们都很伤心。
We were very sorry.
我们回到家里。
We went home.
我家里那一只狗啊。最爱我的姐姐。
The dog in my home really loved my elder sister.
所以他每天等我的姐姐从这个 market 回来。
So every day, this dog waited for my elder sister to come back from the marketplace.
他九点的时候就蹲在那个地方。
About 9 o'clock, she waits and sits there.
有人叩门的时候。
When someone knocks the door,
他尾巴就摇起来。
Then the dog waves to take.
开来。
When the door is open,
不是姐姐。
It's not the elder sister.
垂头丧气。
Was very sorrowful.
以后呢，第二天又是这样。
The next day is the same. The third day is the same.
当我看见那个情形的时候
，When I watch this type of situation,
我很想告诉他。
I wanted to tell the dog.
你不必等了。
You don't have to wait.
你不必等了。
You don't have to wait.
姐姐不回来了。
The elder sister won't come back.
I don't mean him.
你们乱笑一下。
你不必等了。
It's not you.
因为他不再回来了。
Because he will not come back.
There's no possibility of communication between human being and dog.
人与狗不能够有沟通，
你能告诉他吗？
你不能够，你 cannot tell
告诉他吗？你不必回来。He doesn't understand Mandarin.
他不识广东话。
He doesn't understand English also. 你怎么样告诉他？所以呢，就这样九天他不吃饭，后来这只狗就死了。
So after 9 days, the dog did not eat anything. This dog died.
那一个经验呢，给我很大的刺激。
This experience gave me a lot of
Stimulation. 所以使我呢从那一个经验中间，我想到位格 level 知识零这些问题。
And from that incident, it caused me to think about position and about knowledge.
人与物之间到底有什么沟通的地方
？Man and
与动物
and animals. What is the common ground?
Yeah, connection ring.
Common connection.
那么这个呢，人与上帝之间又有什么东西可以连在一起
？What is connecting man and God?
在哥林多前书第二章告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 it tells us.
他说什么呢
？What does it say?
除了人里头的灵，谁知道人的事
？Apart from the spirit of man, who knows the things of man?
大家说，除了人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？照样，除了上帝的灵，谁知道上帝的事
？Apart from the spirit of God, in the same way, what else can understand the spirit of God?
Who knows God? Apart of the spirit of God, who knows God? Apart of the spirit of man, who understand man? 这是不可能的事情。
This is something that's impossible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
他是人
，I am man.
我是人
，He is man.
有时候我不必讲话。
If I don't talk,
有时候我当然看他一下。
Maybe I just look at him.
他稍微知道我要讲什么。
Maybe he starts to understand what I'm going to say.
因为他是人。
Because he is man.
我也是人。
I'm man also.
有那个灵里面的感应知识。
And that is a communication within the spirit.
当你正在看报纸的时候。
When you read the newspaper now.
一只猫跑到你面前来。
A cat came to you.
你没有时间睬它。
You have no time to watch.
它很需要你的爱。
But cat needs love you give.
所以你用你的脚去摸摸它。
And use the leg to.
他也很高兴，他根本分辨不出来用手摸他同用脚摸他有什么道德上的差别。
The cat does not recognize what's the difference in morale as far as the, as morale is concerned in stroking the dog with the hand and with the leg.
Also, cat touch the dog. 这一下子呢，这个你的妈妈来了。
After a while, your mom came.
你的妈妈同你谈话。
Your mom talked to you.
但是你因为很忙。
But you were very busy.
所以你也用脚去摸她。
In the same way, you use your leg to, stroke her.
我告诉你，明天你一定住在别的房子。
If that's the case, tomorrow you'll be living in another room.
Another roof.
Roof.
你住在别的房子。为什么？因为人知道人的事情。
Because man knows the man things of man.
人懂得人的事情.
Man understands the things of man.
You're the same kind of spirit.
Because you're the same kind of spirit.
你是人.
You are man.
我也是人.
I'm man.
今天许多的青年人要谈恋爱的时候,
a lot of young people when they want to, they were in courtship.
Oh, 那他已经爱上一个人了.
And he or she loves a person.
他爱上一个人.
He loves that person.
爱上 someone. 那么现在的他呢，很爱他. 但是他奇怪啊，不爱的时候讲话很自然，一爱的时候什么话都讲不出来。
It's very strange because if he does not love her, he has all sorts of things to say, but as soon as he loves her, he cannot say anything.
不知道怎么样讲。
He not know how to say it.
所以呢，他就开始用眼睛讲话。But
he started to use his eyes.
Speak with eyes.
Speak with eyes.
Not with mouth. 眼睛会讲话。
I can say.
但那个人懂了。
But can that person understand?
那个人懂了，为什么？ In the 人里头的灵明白人的事。
Because the spirit of man understand the things of man.
那现在我要问你一个问题。
Then today I'd like to ask you a question.
人要明白上帝。
If man want to understand God.
这容易不容易？
Is it easy?
请你注意一件很重要的事情。
I want you to notice a thing that is very important.
Human beings are created to think, to do.
人是被创造的时候，还可以神俾佢有这个 能力去想，所以上帝给我们一个头脑。 So God gives us a brain.
That's about 1380cc. His is 1385。人有一个头脑。那么呢，把一切的culture、一切的 education、一切的 knowledge、一切的这个一切的一切，全部把它加起来，人所思想的事情只有三样。
But if you add up all the culture, all the knowledge, all the education that a man has, there are only three things.
第一样,
the first thing,
人思想比人更低的东西。
Man thinks about the things that are beneath him.
比人更低的,
things, those things that are lower than him.
因为比我们更低, 所以 things about nature. 思想自然,
这个叫基因,
这是一样。
The first thing.
第二样,
the second thing.
人思想自己,
man think about himself.
就是与人同等, the same level of thinking.
And that is thinking on the same level.
第三样, 思想神,
and the third thing is that he thinks about God.
好, 你注意这一切的思想归纳起来就三样的东西。
You can use all sorts of things in this world and they can be put under these three categories.
我们思想自然。
We think of nature.
自然是上帝为人造。
Nature is created for man by God.
上帝造自然就是为我们。
When God created nature, it is for us.
所以人应当成为自然界的主人。
So the man should be the master of nature.
人研究科学一点没有违背上帝的旨意。
When man studies science, it has not disobeyed the purpose of God.
上帝把自然界交给人，让人去管理。
Because God gives this nature to man for him to control.
有一些很奇怪的基督徒，他们 anti knowledge， 一切的知识，一切的科学都不属灵。
There are a lot of people. There are a lot of Christians. They are anti knowledge, and all those knowledge are not spiritual.
其实这是不对的事情。
But this is not correct.
上帝把一切的知识，自然界隐藏在自然中间，然后叫人的理性去把它打开来。
Because God gives all these things and he hide it in nature so that and he gives him his brain so that he can think about this and discover this nature.
Result of researching the nature is science. 产生科学，那么 natural science. 就自然科学,
therefore we have natural science.
你有这个 biology, 你研究地质产生 geology, 你研究天文产生 astronomy. 虽然天文比我们更高。 但是还是在 nature， 还是更低的。你研究这个 这个 micro 产生什么 mineralogy
啊、哦？
那么你研究这个地球产生 geography， 你研究历史 history， 你研究什么？全部在这里，现在是 nature， 你研究了。
Therefore, whatever realm of study that is, it is within this natural realm.
这个是 lower knowledge.
This becomes lower knowledge.
我告诉你，科学不是很高的，科学是最低的。
So I tell you, science is not real well high, it is really very low.
请中国人特别听这句话。
Let the Chinese hear this.
因为中国人太崇拜科学， we worshiping science too much.
Because Chinese worship science real too much.
中国人什么都科学科学科学，难道耶稣是不科学？你信耶稣是傻瓜。
The
什么都崇拜科学。
Chinese always worship science, and if you worship God, then you cannot worship science.
让我们现在给科学下一个定义，什么叫做科学 ？What is science?
What is science?
什么叫科学
？May I fall?
啊，我问你啊。什么叫科学
？Science is study of natural things.
科学的原来的意思就是我知道，我知道 ，I know.
The original meaning of science is I know.
我知道
，I know.
你知道多少
？How much do you know?
啊，你知道多少
？How much do you know?
科学家知道多少
？How much does the scientist know?
当人知道怎么样做这个 telescope 的时候。
When a man know how to create this or invent, make this telescope.
现在他已经做了一个 telescope.
He made this telescope.
做好了以后呢 I know how to make a telescope. After that, I don't know a lot of planets. 对不对呢？因为知道一件事，就从那个知道发现许多不知道，所以不知道的知道，知道的不知道，这个叫做科学。
From one knowing something, he opened up a lot of areas that are unknown, and it is.The knowledge of the unknown, unknown of knowledge.
Known and unknown. Known yet unknown. Unknown yet known. 那么这样的叫做科学。
This is science.
我给你一下科学的定义啊。
So I give you a definition of science.
科学就是一颗一颗的学问，叫做科学。
Science is the study of different subjects.
Different subject, different kind of knowledge. It means 科学。什么叫科学？一颗一颗的学问叫做科学，没有什么了不起。什么叫做宗教？一颗一颗的教义叫做宗教，就是这样简单。那科学不过是 what I know， 那叫做科学。
Science is simply what I know. It's the study of different areas.
现在你注意听两句话。
Listen to two.
第一句
，the first，
上帝隐藏真理在自然界里面。
God hides the truth in the natural realm.
第二句话
，the second，
上帝创造能打开真理的理性在人的头脑里面。
God created the intellect and put it in man so that he can explore and discover and find out about this natural realm.
以上帝所造的理性去打开上帝所隐藏的奥秘，就产生科学。
Therefore, to use the intellect that God has given us to discover that which God has created, that is science.
So, what is the task of the science?
科学的
责任是什么呢？
在我们前面呢？
科学的任务是什么呢
？What is the job of science？
就是 discover。所以我把它，哎呀 ，I know now， I discover something，
and that is to discover something。
不但 discover， 还有 this paper， 我 discover something。
发现了一样嘢，
我告诉你，科学能 discover。啊，你说我发现，我发现了，
放在发现了 ，discover something。
你还没有发现以前，本来就有了。
Even before you discover, it is there，
对不对？
Is that true?
The truth is there.
The truth is always there.
Before you discover.
当你没玩到理性，比你还懂。
You don't worship science because science only discover.
你没崇拜佛，因为当佛即系发现呢样嘢。
Nothing more than to discover. 不过是那样而已。
只系就将个开出嚟。
科学家很厉害。
Scientists are great people.
谁是科学家
？Who are the scientists?
Those who discover， 就是这样而已，就是第一样。
This is the first thing。
所以我告诉你
，I tell you this，
the knowledge in the science is very easy to get the nature of absolute， 达到绝对的性质，这是很容易的。
It is easy to obtain a state of absoluteness in natural science。
这是科学。
This is science。
第二样
，the second thing。
人不但想低的地方东西
，Man does not only think the things that are below him。
现在人要想自己
，He also think about himself。
我想我
，I think about myself。
你注意一件事情
，Notice one thing。
这个 microphone 怎么样做的
？What is this mic? How is it made?
让我来想想看。
Let us think。
So I'm thinking about the microphone。
我係諗緊呢個麥。
So my thought is the subject, and the microphone is the object.
我思想就係
這個 projector 主體客體。
我思想就係主體，呢個麥就係客體。
Projector 怎麼樣工作？
呢個 projector 點樣做呢？
我想想看。
我諗下。
當我想的時候呢？
When I think about it,
当我想的时候
when I think about it,
我的理性是 subject, 就 projector 是 object. 但是当我想自己的时候
when I think about myself,
这事情来了 mixture between subject and object.
There's the mixture between the subject and the object.
你注意记这句话，我的头脑怎样想，我要想想看。
How my brain thinks, I want to think about it.
How my thought is thinking,I am now thinking about my thinking. 所以呢，用中文来说 ，with my thinking, I'm thinking my thinking's function. Thinking, thinking, thinking. The first thinking is noun. The second thinking is verb. The third thinking is noun again. 以思想，思想，思想。
You're thinking to think about thinking.
我的思想怎样想，我来想想看。
How does our thinking work? Let us think about it.
你正在想的时候，到底怎样想？
When you are thinking about how do you really think?
So there comes a lot of confusion as a result of self-thinking.
所以自己当你自己这么思想的时候就好乱了。
产生什么东西出来呢？
What does it create?
Psychology.
This create 心理学
psychiatry.
Psychiatry.
Psychoanalysis.
Psychoanalysis.
Anthropocentric philosophy. 还有这个 culture, moral standard or moral criteria of conduct. 许多的东西从这里出来了，就是第二个范围。
There are a lot of things that are, the, that are created from, the social science are created from this self.
请问这个容易不容易达到 absoluteness?
Is it easy to obtain absoluteness in this
thought? 这个很不容易。
This is very difficult.
因为人不能脱离主观的。
Because man cannot live his subjectivity.
School of Sigmund Freud, school of Adler, school of Jung, 他们 fight together.
Therefore, the school of Sigmund Freud, school of Adler, school of Jung, they all contradict.
你现在把一个心里有病的人不是他。
If a person has something abnormal,
mental disease, 你把他带到不同的心理学医生那里去。
If you bring him to a different psychiatrist,
你找出不同的答案。
Then you get different answers.
就是更难的事情。
This is something that's more difficult.
第三个事情。
The first thing,
就是人要思想更高的东西。
God wants to think about that which is, man wants to think about that which is higher.
思想自然。
First, he thinks about natural science.
很容易。
That's easy.
思想自己。
Think about himself.
不大容易。
It's not so easy.
思想上帝。
Think about the things of God.
绝对不可能的事情。
It's absolutely very difficult.
结果人就产生答案。
But so man creates all sorts of answers.
什么答案呢？
What sort of answers?
产生充满问题的答案。
The answers that are full of questions.
所以呢，这个 difference between theology and philosophy is theology answering the questions and philosophy questioning the answers.
哲学同神学的分别是什么？就是哲学，质问。
神学提供答案。
神学是给答案我们。
但是哲学提出问题。
但是哲学呢，就提出很多问题。
You have a lot of questions because you are philosopher.
有很多问题，因为你有哲学。
现在人们有许多问题关于上帝。
Because nowadays there are a lot of questions about God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们刚才思想过。
Let's think.
人思想比更低的事情。
When men think about lower things.
达到绝对性。
It's easy to attain
absolute.
Think about self.
达到 confucianism.
Confucianism results.
思想更高的事情。
When you think about higher things.
达到 agnosticism.
It becomes agnosticism.
不可知论。不可知论。不可知论。
And that's, I don't know.
对上帝采取不可知论的人，我佩服他的坦白，但是我对他也不可知。
Therefore, a person who says, I do not know about God, this type of people I appreciate, but I say,
他是诚实的, appreciate his honesty,
I appreciate his honesty.
但是 I'm agnostic toward agnosticism. 我对他也是不可知的。但是感谢上帝。上帝赐下了圣灵来。
We thank God because God gave us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把圣经启示下来。
The Holy Spirit reveals the script, Holy Scripture to us.
所以使我们回到上帝面前。
So that we can come back to God.
那么圣灵给我们的就是借助信心去调和我们的知识。
So that the Holy Spirit give us this faith so that this will balance our intellect.
所以呢，整个信心的前提就是呢，我们在自己所不能了解的事情上有更高的权威正在管理我们。
Therefore, faith is something that we have before we...
We have one kind of presupposition that the authority which is higher than our reason is controlling our reason and our reasoning and our logic. 那么这个呢, 上帝的道, the word of God is too strong for reason.
But the word of God is too strong for reason.
这个有一个很大的怀疑神论, 怀疑的人叫做 David Hume. 这个人当他年老的时候, 他不得不讲一句话, the nature is too strong for principles. 我告诉你, love is too strong for logic. Life is too strong for reason. Also, the word of God is much too strong for reason. 人用人的理性完全去了解是不可能的。
Man using his intellect to understand all these things is very difficult for him.
我们需要圣灵的帮助。
So we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵呢就启示上帝的道向。
So the Holy Spirit reveals the word of God.
启示上帝的道。
The reveals the word of God.
我们现在投在上帝的面前。
So that we submit ourselves in front of God.
Stand under God.
Stand under God.
God, you are God.
God, you are God.
I'm only a human being.
我只是一个人。
我是人。
I am just a man.
我要顺从你。
I have to obey you.
我有许多事情不知道。
There are a lot of things that I do not know.
但是我知道你绝对没有错误。
But I know that you absolutely, you will not make any mistake.
因为你绝对没有错误。
Because you do not, will not make any mistake.
所以有许多 supra-rational things, I can accept it.
所以有很多人说,我的思想我能够明白。
Faith means trust.
信心就是信靠。
Faith means understand.
信心就是明白。
Faith means also obedience.
信心也都是我们信服。
Trust, understand, obey. 大家说, trust, understand, obey. 这三个信心的大的因素在里面。
These are the three main elements in faith.
圣灵赐下来了。
This is given by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵做着这样的工作。
The Holy Spirit do this work.
使我们明白圣子, 明白圣父。
So that we can understand the Son and God the Father.
那圣灵怎么样施行救恩呢?
But how does the Holy Spirit execute the word of God?
圣灵做几样的大的工作?
The Holy Spirit do several very great work.
一样的工作,
the first thing,
圣灵荣耀耶稣基督。
And the Holy Spirit glorifies Christ.
我想我们今天不单单谈到这些问题,
today we not only talk about these questions.
Not only the horizontally, also vertically, 你要思想, 你要与圣灵同工, 你要做一个怎么样的基督徒。 You have to think also to be co-worker with Holy Spirit, to be used by Holy Spirit. What shall we do in our Christian life? 荣耀基督。
And that is to glorify Christ.
荣耀耶稣基督。
Glorify the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵来了。
When the Holy Spirit comes,
他不是荣耀自己。
He does not glorify itself.
他乃是高举耶稣基督。
But it glorified God.
所以一个被圣灵充满的人不是告诉人我怎么样我怎么样我怎么样。
So that when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he does not say, I am what, I am what, I am what.
一个被圣灵充满的人乃是告诉人基督是怎么样基督是怎么样。
But a person who is filled by the Holy Spirit, he will give witness to Christ and to Christ.
把耶稣基督的荣耀把耶稣基督的美德彰显在他的言论和他的行为里面。
So that Jesus Christ is in his conversation and in his behavior.
主耶稣说圣灵来了他要荣耀我。
Jesus Christ said that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will glorify me.
当五旬节的那一天门徒被圣灵充满他不是告诉别人他们有灵恩的经验乃是告诉人被钉十字架以及复活的耶稣基督。
On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, they did not tell others that they have a spiritual experience, but that Jesus Christ was crucified for them.
他们高举耶稣基督。
They uplift Jesus Christ.
这是圣灵所做的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们的团契我们的教会我们基督徒的生活要复兴起来。
Today our fellowship, our work in the church has to be revived.
没有别条路。
There's no other path.
只有一条路。
And there's only one path.
当我们实实在在为基督做见证的时候。
And that is when we give witness to Jesus Christ.
我们实实在在让耶稣基督的死与复活在我们的生命中间掌权的时候。
It is only when we allow the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ have power over our life.
圣灵不能不做工。
Then the Holy Spirit will not but work.
你信不信这句话?
Would you believe this?
你再听一次。 如果我们实实在在传扬基督, 实实在在高举十字架, 圣灵不能不做工。
If we preach Jesus Christ, if we uplift Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection, the Holy Spirit must work.
他一定要做工。
The Holy Spirit must work. Because the Holy Spirit, when he was given, it was for that purpose.
这是第一样。
This is the first thing.
圣灵荣耀耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit glorifies God.
第二样。
The second.
圣灵怎么样施行救恩呢?
How does the Holy Spirit executes this redemption.
他光照罪人。
He convicts sinner.
他把罪人的原本的形象把它照明出来。
He gives the real true picture of a sinner to that person.
为三样的事情，圣灵光照罪人。
There are three things that the Holy Spirit convicts a person of.
第一，为罪。
The first thing, sin.
第二，
the second,
为义。
The second for justice.
第三，为审判。
The third thing for judgment.
为罪、为义、为审判，叫人自己责备自己。
For sin, for righteousness, and for judgment, so that he may condemn himself.
当一个人接受圣灵的工作的时候
，But when a person accepts the work of the Holy Spirit,
他会变成一个自己讨厌自己的人。
He becomes a person who annoyed with himself.
他会变成一个自己责备自己的人。
He becomes a person who condemns himself.
如果我在这里责备你，不对，不对，不对，你说没有啊，很好啊。
If I condemn you here, you say I'm okay.
那就圣灵没有工作了。
But the Holy Spirit will have not have work.
或者你听了聚会以后，你参加了聚会以后
，But after you come to meetings,
你看见很多自己的毛病
，You see a lot of problems with yourself.
你看到圣灵在你心里面工作
，You see the Holy Spirit is working within you.
那就你能会自己责备自己了。
Then you condemn yourself.
今天教会有许多的人很会责备人，但是呢，别人不受责备。
Today in the church there are a lot of people who can condemn others, but those people are not willing to be condemned.
有一些传道人很会责备人，但是人没有受感动。
There are a lot of preachers who can condemn others, but people are not condemned. Will not.Moved,
求圣灵大大工作
，May the Holy Spirit work in us，
给我们的感到自己应当责备自己
，So that we know that we should condemn ourselves。
一个被圣灵充满的人，不是高举自己的人。
A person who is filled by the Holy Spirit is not a person that uplifts himself，
不是自己荣耀自己。
A person does not glorify himself，
不是自己夸张自己。
He does not boast of himself，
乃是自己责备自己。
But he condemns himself。
我们在这里，比如说有100人
，If there are 100 people here，
或者有多少人？
I don't know how many.
我们举例，比如说今天有100人在这里。
Let's say we have 100 people.
那么呢，每一个人都祷告。
If everyone prays,
上帝啊，求你复兴教会。
God, may you revive the church.
这个祷告好不好啊
？Is this prayer good?
好不好
？Is this prayer good?
Is prayer work good?
要祷告还不
好？哦，这个好。主啊，你复兴教会。
God, you revive the church.
复兴教会。
Revive the church.
复兴教会，大家祷告很大声。
Everyone pray and it's very loud.
主啊，你复兴教会。
God, you revive the church.
求主你。改变其他99个
，May you change the other 99。
那每一个都这样祷告。
If everyone prays that，
主啊，那99个都需要复兴。
Those 99 needs revival。
另外一个说，主啊，你那99个需要复兴。
And let's say the other 99 needs revival。
It means that 有100个不需要复兴的。
呢个就系话有100个人唔需要复兴，
每一个都为其他99个嘎大声恳切流泪祷告。
But everyone prays for all the 99。
你发现了没有呢？有许多教会大大祷告大大复兴后来没有复兴 问题在这里
A lot of churches are praying a lot for a lot of other people and there's no revival because of this very problem
相反的现在100个人祷告
We have 100 people praying
每一个都很自私
All of them are very selfish
不为别人祷告单单为自己祷告
All of them do not pray for themselves pray for myself
别人我不管我需要复兴
The other people do not need revival. I'm very selfish. I pray for myself.
不是 do not. I don't know.
I don't know.
我不知道他们需要不需要。我知道我需要。
I don't know whether they need revival or not, but I know I need revival.
You think what is the response in the heaven?
What is the response? 天上的反应还没有。
天父说：“你看，你看。”
God says, "You look."
那边有100个不需要复兴的人，恳切祷告，但是不需要复兴的人。
There are 100 people who are not willing to be revived.
但这里有100个，每一个都需要复兴的人。
But on this other hand, there are 100 who needs revival.
圣灵来了。
And Holy Spirit comes.
人不是承认别人的罪。
A man does not recognize the sin of others.
但是承认自己的罪。
But recognize the sin within
confess
himself.
Confess your own sins.
Confess within ourselves.
我们是承认自己的罪。
To confess our own sins.
自己责备自己。
Condemn ourselves.
自己审判自己。
We judge ourselves.
自己讨厌自己。
We are annoyed with ourselves.
不行，不能不来的。
It is, if this is the case, the Holy Spirit will come.
那么在什么事情上？
In what things?
为罪、为义、为审判。
For sin, for righteousness, and for judgment.
这三样的事情。
These three things
是人类在人的地位上所犯的最大的三样错误。
Are the three greatest mistakes that man has made on his in his position?
人犯了罪以后呢
？When man has sinned,
不以自己为罪。
He does not consider himself as sin.
以自己为义。
He considered himself as righteous.
上帝把他儿子义子耶稣赐下来。
But God gives His righteous Son into this world.
人不以他为义。
But man does not recognize him as being righteous.
把他当作罪人。
He recognizes him as sinner.
你看见了没有呢？
整个的
整个人类的历史。
The whole of history, whole of mankind.
有关于人的地位。
It's about the position of man.
义的当作罪，罪的当作义的。
The righteous is considered as being sinful. The sinful is considered as being righteous.
全世界有一天都要受耶稣基督审判。
The whole world will be under the condemnation and the judgment of God.
世人不但不愿意服他的审判, 把他抓来审判。
Not only would the world not is not willing to be condemned, he caught the Son of Man and condemned him.
而这三样的错误永远改不来。
These three types of mistake cannot be changed.
除非圣灵来了。
Unless the Holy Spirit
圣灵来了,
comes. When the Holy Spirit comes,
他就告诉你,
he tells me,
你不是义人,
I'm not a righteous man.
You are not righteous.
I know.
你是罪人。
I'm a sinner.
圣灵来了,
the Holy Spirit comes.
他告诉你耶稣是义者。
He tells the Jesus Christ is a righteous son.
Jesus is the only righteous one.
He is the only righteous one.
You are a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
You have turned it upside down.
I've turned it upside down.
现在你把它翻过来。
Let's turn it around.
Turn it around.
Turn around.
耶稣是义人。
Jesus Christ is a sinner.
你是罪人。
Is a righteous man.
接受耶稣基督那一刹那。
So that when you accept Jesus Christ that moment,
因为圣灵做这个工作。
Because the Holy Spirit do that work.
你看你自己很可怕。
You will look at yourself as being horrible.
你很污秽。
You're very dirty within you.
你当上帝。
You oppose God.
你现在应该回过来。
You have to be turned around.
然后呢，你站在受审判的地步。
You stand in the seats of in judgment.
为罪。
For sin.
这是人。
And that is a relationship between the Son and
between human being and the Holy Son.
And Holy Son.
唯义, 这是 relationship between the Holy Son and Holy Father.
The relationship of righteousness is between the Holy Son and the Holy Father.
唯审判, 这是 relationship between Satan and the Holy Son.
The relationship of judgment is between the Satan and the Holy Son.
There are three kinds of relationship between these the persons. 这是很大的一个 confusion.
These three types of relationship is a great confusion.
我今天没有时间讲这三个关系的混乱。
I have no time to go into the confusion between these three.
耶稣讲,
Jesus Christ said,
为罪因人不信我。
Man has sinned because man is not willing to believe in me.
为义因我往父那里去。
For righteousness because I go to my father.
往父那里去。
I go to my father.
为审判, 因为这世界的王受了审判。
For judgment, because the evil ones, I have experienced judgment.
Active or passive? 耶稣基督是主动的, 不是被动的。
耶稣基督还是主动的, 不是被动的。
耶稣在世界上受审判的时候, 他是站在被动的地步。
When Jesus Christ was being judged on this world, he was in a passive state.
比大多审判他, 犹太人审判他, 祭司长审判他, 还有这个叙利王审判他。
Pilate judged him, Herod judged him, the Jews judged him, everyone judged him.
但是这些审判耶稣的，有一天都要站在上帝的面前受耶稣基督的审判。
But all these people who judge Jesus Christ, one day they will stand in front of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说，这世界的王已经受了审判了。
Say Jesus Christ says the kings of this earth have already been condemned.
当你还没有信耶稣以前。
Before you believe in Jesus Christ, you have not been told, you have not been born again. You look at yourself, upon yourself as righteous. You look at Jesus as a sinner. You put Jesus Christ, God, in a place of judgment.
You analyze the Bible according to your subjectivity. You criticize Jesus Christ. You judge God. You have a lot of things like that. 你审判他, 批评他, 论断他, 这个不合我的理性，那个不对。 但是当圣灵来的时候转过来，他对你说：“你应该受审判。”你现在顺服着主啊，我是罪人，你审判我。Use
your own subjectivity in criticizing God, in analyzing the Bible, in breaking it down. But one day we have to humble ourselves and say, God, we accept this as being wrong, and we want your judgment.
这圣灵所做的第二样的工作。The
Holy Spirit does the second type of work.
第三样的工作。The
third type of work.
圣灵帮助人悔改。
And as the Holy Spirit helps people to repent,
你不能悔改,
you cannot repent.
你不要悔改,
you do not want to be
repent.
You do not plan to believe in Jesus Christ.
正像保罗一样,
just like Paul.
保罗从来没有计划要信耶稣,
Paul never planned to believe in Jesus Christ.
直到有一天上帝把他打下来,
until one day God knocked him down.
掉在地上,
he fell on the ground.
那个时候他说主啊,
at that time he said, Jesus, Lord,
你是谁?
Who are you?
我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He said, I'm the one whom you prick.
哎呀, 在他的,
persecute.
在他的观念里面,
in his concept.
这不可能不是上帝。
This cannot be, this must be God.
This must be God. 这一定是上帝。
This must be God.
主啊, 你是谁?
Lord, who are you?
保罗一切的宗教就在那一天完全打下来。
All his religion of Paul was bankrupt and beaten down at this time.
那个时候他一切的宗教告诉他,
对上帝的认识都是假的。
At that time, he knows that all religions, the concept towards God is all wrong.
All the knowledge of him before.
All the knowledge that he had before was wrong.
False. 所以他说主啊你是谁
He said, Lord, who are you?
I am Jesus.
Why, 耶稣
我是你所逼迫的耶稣
I'm the one whom you persecute.
圣灵感动他
The Holy Spirit convicts him.
帮助一个人悔改
The Holy Spirit helps a person to repent.
使你的理性现在服下来
So that your intellect and reasoning submits to God.
你的感情服下来
Your emotion is given to him.
你的意志服下来
Your will is given to him.
你做一个基督徒
You become a Christian.
从此以后
From then on,
圣灵做什么工作呢
What does the Holy Spirit does?
圣灵引爆圣徒
The Holy Spirit guides the Christian.
Now you are standing in a new standpoint.
你该站在一个新的地方。
你不再是罪人。
You're no more a Christian.
上帝赦免你一切的罪恶。
God has forgiven all your sins.
你一生一世
，all your life
需要有一个引导你的人。
You need a person to lead you on.
引导你。
To lead you on.
Religion.Controls a personality, but Holy Spirit guides a personality. 宗教控制人格，圣灵引导人格。在圣灵的引导里面，很自由、很顺从的走在跟随主的道路。
Let's note that the Christian life is not a fear. We do not live the Christian life because we are afraid of the religion, but we are led.Willingly by the Holy Spirit.
我们需要顺从这一条，这位圣灵。
We need to obey this Holy Spirit.
走在这条道路里。亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
直到耶稣基督再来的日子
，Before Jesus Christ come，
我们要面对面迎接他。
We'll see him face to face.
圣灵已经在我们心里打了一个印记。
The Holy Spirit has already put a stamp on my heart.
我们是得救的人。
We are saved.
我们是属于主的人。
We belong to Christ.
上帝动了善工，他要成全上帝。
He has done his holy work. He has completed his salvation in us.
在整条的道路中间
，and this whole path，
我们需要顺从他。
We need to obey him.
你顺从圣灵。
We need to obey the Holy Spirit.
你就被圣灵充满。
Then you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
顺从圣灵。
When you obey the Holy Spirit，
圣灵就借着你，借出他的果子来。
Then the Holy Spirit will through you give cause you to bear fruit.
你顺从圣灵
，you will obey the Holy Spirit.
能力就透过你从福音里面发生出来。
Then the power of God, the power will go through you, and the gospel will have effect in your life.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们做一个顺从圣灵的。
That we will be one who obeys the Holy Spirit.
我们大家低头祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and pray?